So that is the first question. The second question is, why does this talk of freedom bring up so much sadness? And we have only one answer for that, and it's very simple, it's very plain, it's very straightforward. True wealth is your destiny. Now, we would say that generally of anyone, but we specifically are saying this of you. Some people who would come to us and say, you know, for me, wealth is about the feeling of being at home with myself and being connected with a number of people in a way that feels utterly satisfying and delicious. And we would say, that is wonderful. We know for you, however, our dear friend, that for you, true wealth is about not so much about interconnectedness with other people, although that is wonderful. But true wealth for you really is about currency. It's about cash dollars and pounds and euro. Your desire for this has been a benefit for other people. And you don't want anyone specific to give you any specific amount of money, but you want generally, as we were saying earlier, you want generally for everyone everywhere to be the channels for your good, which is something we highly recommend. We would highly recommend that to anyone who is selling anything in a marketplace. That it's not anyone specific, it's everyone in general. And that everyone in general becomes specific people, and in a way, that's how you certainly can develop relationships with them. It's not the only way. But it isn't really about individual persons, it's about the people generally that you allow to connect with you. So to go out into the marketplace and to sell something, for example, means that you're going to generate relationships with people that you sell to. And as such, one of the things that will happen is some people will want to stay connected and some people will just sort of come in and get what they want and move on, both of which are fine. And there's lots and lots and lots of variations in between. But we really want to be very clear. For you, these relationships are wonderful and they are delicious. And we wouldn't say that they're incidental, because we know that's not the way you treat them. But we would say that they're not your main focus. So, for example, it irritates you to hear someone say, in the new age, selling is about relationships with other people. And the reason why it's irritating is because that's not really true for you. You get to have the benefit of relationships with other people. You get to have the cake and eat it too. But you also get to have the cash, dollars, pounds, and euro. Now, you've asked us many times, but never really waited for our answer so much. You've sort of thrown it out there and said, I wonder if I should. Taking the example of this one person that you know and her so-called hour of power. And you've said to us, well, maybe out of the 24 hours in a day, I should take one of those hours and devote it to some sort of hyper-actualized manifestational meditation. And maybe you could give me what you think would be a way to begin with this. And our suggestion would be to not do such a thing. If you were a highly structured person, if you were someone who really did like to dot I's and cross T's and you liked it, not that you can do it, but that you like doing it, then we would say that might be a really good idea. But what we would say to you is that what you really want is to weave wealth into every moment of every day. You want wealth to be part of your experience all of the time. You don't want it to be something even on a daily basis where you just spend this time focusing on that and then you move on. Because for you, like channeling, wealth is like breathing. It's in the air. It's in food. It's in everything. Your defenses at this point, not from the past, but your defenses at this point are pretty much all geared towards keeping wealth at bay. You've known this for quite some time. We've hinted at it, but never said it directly to you. Because you've never given yourself as much freedom as you are doing now to allow this to occur, to allow this to be obvious, to allow this to rise up. You've known for some time that you are still maintaining a defense. You can look at your body and you say, my body is actually probably my strongest and most powerful defense. It narrows my physical experience in a way that seems to work for me. It's not everything that I want, but it's okay for what it is. And we would agree with that. It is okay for what it is. And you can change your mind at any time. There's nothing right or wrong. Your body, of course, is perfectly perfect exactly the way that it is. But it's not really designed to take on defense. It's designed to be free, just like you're designed to be free. So our suggestion would be very specifically this, that you begin to tell yourself, I came here for wealth. For you, that means something. It's not destiny. And we only say that for the benefit of those listening. This isn't about destiny. And you know that very well. This is about freedom and allowing. I came here for the wealth. I came here for the wealth. I came here for the cash, dollars, pounds, and euro. And you did. You are very interested in those things. You're not interested in them as financial instruments. You're interested in them as playthings. You're interested in them like you're interested in monopoly money, only this is real, or it has real effects, or so it would seem. And we're not suggesting you change that. We're suggesting that you really do realize that how much you really do like cash, dollars, and pounds, and euro. And if you really notice, the way that you've created your reality is that you sort of limit it down to three currencies, which is easy to think about. It's easy for us to say, certainly, in these conversations. And it's interesting that we don't have to go through a long litany of francs and marks and lira, because you would love those too. You're not that interested in the ruble. You're not that interested in yuan. You're not that interested in the yen. You're interested in pounds, dollars, and euro. And that may seem very silly to be saying, but it is very true. And it is something to really, really think about. Your reality is following your lead already. You just may not see it that way. It may not have ever occurred to you that the places in the world that you most want to visit have currencies called either dollars, pounds, or euro. Again, a very silly thing to be saying, we know. But this is part of what we're telling you. You came here for the wealth. And you came here specifically for the pounds, the dollars, and the euro. You love having them. Now, you're okay with not having them. And you're a bit resigned with not having them. So if you will begin to notice how much you really do love having them in your pocket, having them to your credit, having them in the proverbial coffee can, we think that what will happen is you will be liberating some more of those so-called monsters, because this is one of them. You're too greedy, lazy and greedy, when in fact, you're just highly efficient, letting the universe do all of the heavy lifting for you, which is what we in their need goes forth at SALT would say, because this is your construct, it's not your labor. And you're wealthy. Anyone who really knows you would tell you this. It's not about numbers in a bank. It's not about currency notes in your pocket. It's about an attitude. It's about a vibrational orientation, and you are wealthy. You are wealthy. Many, many, many people see it. And it's not really any matter whether one person sees it or 1,000 or no one. What really matters is we're just pointing to evidence that you have easily available at your fingertips that say that you are wealthy. And you always have been. And you always will be. Because that is what you came here for, just like you came here to be a channel. So, these are our answers to these questions. And they have all been quite delicious.